appreciate you having us on.
Mate, the world of boxing, you went away, what was it, 3 weeks ago now with a group to Adelaide, including your son?
Yeah, we went. We've had two fights this year after a long 12-month wait because of course, COVID.
Yep.
We had boxers fight on the 26th of February, and then again we had boxers a couple of weeks ago. So when was that? March the 6th, I think it was.
March, yep.
Sorry, mate, the date slips me. April the 2nd it was.
Gee whiz, that's time's gone quick, Steve.
We had four boys on that weekend.
When you go over to Adelaide, whereabouts do you actually fight?
It's all over the place.
Yep.
This time it was at the Woodville, and it was at the St. Clair's Recreation Centre. So it was a big basketball, new centre, pretty flash, big venue. Had 800, I think it was about 820 people there.
Gee, that's a good night, Steve.
Absolutely.
And the Mildura boys acquitted themselves pretty well, I believe.
They did. We had Charlie Cooper in a rematch with Luke Spicer. He fought only a couple of weeks before that.
Yep.
And that was a very even bout between the two boys. So they took it as a rematch. And again, it was another very hard, tough fight for Charlie. Losing the rematch. They both boys had improved a lot. Like, wasn't Charlie improved, and so did Luke. So Luke won again, just to stayed long, a lot taller boy, and used to lose his reach.
Yep.
To outpoint Charlie, but it was another very close fight.
How many rounds were they over, Steve?
That was over, for the boys, that was over 3 1/2-minute rounds.
So there's a fair bit of training goes into it. You know, 3 rounds doesn't sound much. It rolls off the tongue easy, but it's a lot of boxing, isn't it?
Oh, people don't realise how much training. You know, I have these guys training most days of the week.
Yep.
We've just gone into a another, what I call a block. Now, I have the boys in the gym twice a day. So they'll come in. They're in this morning at 6. They do an hour with me in the morning on strength and conditioning. Last night, they were in for 2 hours last night. They do that 4 times a week, and then plus on the weekends, we do sparring.
Now, your son Jackson over in Adelaide took another step again in his career, didn't he?
Yeah, Jackson stepped up against Braden Pepper. Braden's one of the up-and-coming talents over there, and he's on their state team.
Yep.
And that was for a challenge bout. It was over three-minute rounds. Very, very close bout. Braden just worked out a little bit more. Jackson probably won the first round. Great defence. But Braden was very classy and just worked a little bit more, to such that it's a rematch that's going to happen here when we have a tournament here on the 23rd of July. So that will be a really good rematch because it was such an even fight.
More about that in a minute, Stephen. When a guy like Jackson goes steps up a level, really, is it hard in your first bout? Are you a little bit tentative to show? Are you a little bit defensive because it's your first time in there and you don't want to come out and, you know, like all guns blazing? Are you a little bit conservative maybe in your first look at another division?
Maybe. I think Jackson, if anything, we knew his defence was good. We work a lot on defence. We knew that was right. We knew Braden was a very good, strong body puncher and very slippery.
Yep.
But because Jackson's been out for such a long time, he had a bit of ring rust. And he got beat fairly convincingly over 12 months ago by a really tall guy, where Jackson just did not fight a very smart fight at all. And I think that might have played on his mind a bit. But the rematch will be good because Jackson knows he just has to work. So maybe you're right. He didn't come here to be shell.
Yeah, that's what I mean. Sometimes when you go up to you're up at a level, you don't know whether you're good enough to be there, and it makes you go into your shell. That's probably the words I was looking for, actually.
I think you hit the nail on the head.
Well, the rematch in Mildura in July. Tell us a little bit more about that, Steve. That's obviously going to be a card of fights, the program.
Yeah, look, we've got a great gym going. It's probably the best I've been involved in well over 30 years. There's 8 fighters nominated for the Australian Club Championships. When's that? That's in, I'm thinking, I've just got to think now, in May, the 13th, 14th and 15th of May. It's the Australian Club Championships. So I'm taking 8 fighters over there for that. So There's a few boys we've got in the gym that have not been able to get matched up this year. There'll be fighters from all clubs all over Australia, so we'll help to get those guys on, those eight. So then all looking forward, we'll have 8 to 10 fighters, and they'll be local fighters.
We'll
do it on the 23rd of July.
When you say, we'll talk about Mildura in a moment, when you say the championships, the Australian championships, club ones on the 13th, 14th and 15th of May, is that an application process, Steve, or do you got to qualify for those?
No, you don't have to qualify. You do have to pay an entry fee for this. It's a club thing. It's a new thing they come up with last year. We couldn't make it over there to it because of COVID. So South Australia, well, like all sports, they just went ahead as business as usual.
Yep.
So we weren't allowed to travel to that. So what it is that you enter in club numbers and then you're matched up in your class. So they might have a club that has 5, might have a club that has 20. So there's categories. And then you get a chance of, being named your best club in Australia. So that's what that's all about. It's all about representing your club and giving the guys experience. They've done this with a lot of different things with boxing over the last 5 or 6 years to really develop the sport.
Well, you've still got to be a damn good fighter to even, you've got to be a damn good fighter to put your application in, Stephen, really, don't you?
Yeah, that's right. Yeah, it really comes up to the club and the coach to whether you want to put your best foot forward.
Yep.
But it also gives the beginners or and the novice fighters a chance of competing on those stages. So what will happen if you fight Friday, you win Friday, you go and then fight Saturday, then you fight Sunday. And that's what it's all about. A state title and Australian title is like that. So it gives them a chance to get the experience of the hard work you have to put into be able to fight 3 days straight.
Yep. Yeah, no, that's whereabouts in Australia is that being held?
No, that's in Adelaide. That'll be the Tom Polsky Centre.
Okay. Yeah, well, you expect a good crowd at that too.
Absolutely. Yeah, you could take a guess and think up to 800 to 1,000 people.
Now, come to July in Mildura, where are you looking at staging that, Steve?
At this stage, we've pre-booked the Honourable Leisure Centre, so this is our third attempt at it.
Yeah, I know it is.
Every other time.
Yeah.
So the Honourable Leisure Centre is probably the best venue we've got around here to hold this that I've looked at for change rooms and to what we can have. And now that they've lifted restrictions, we expect to get a really good crowd in there.
Oh, no doubt. I think you will. It was, like you said, it's the third time you've tried to hold it. You come really close last time, and once again, COVID scuttled that. And I think you got more fighters in Mildura now involved, haven't you?
Oh, a lot more. A lot more. Last year, we probably had, we might have had 4 locals. Now we've doubled that to the guys that have been in the gym. Our gym numbers, most nights when the doors are open, we've got 20 to 25 people in there training. And there's 8 to 10 out of that that are getting ready to fight. So when they're up to a really good standard, that's when we'll tap them on the shoulder and let them know they're ready.
Steve, what do you think the resurgence is? Do you think it's got anything to do with Tim Tszyu and what's going on in Australia in a domestic scene at a higher level? It seems to be a bit of a resurgence in domestic boxing, which is a good thing.
Look, I think it's... I mentioned this 2 or 3 years ago. It's a number of things. Boxing worldwide now has really come on. It's the success we've had with at the Olympics, the Commonwealth Games. I think a lot of the personal trainers have also helped, because a lot of people out there hitting pads and doing boxing in the park and enjoying it. So it's a number of things. When I was boxing, there was football around and there was all other sports, and then you had a few here and there that did the sport. But now on, there's a lot more people that are doing it. But if you go back 50 or 60 years ago, at one stage there was 20 clubs around Mildura.
Was there?
Because, people don't realise the... what's the word I'm looking for there?
There's a hell of a legacy
there. The history of Mildura has got of boxing.
I was going to say, there's... 20 or so gyms around Mildura 50 years ago, there's a hell of a legacy there. Well, you only got to go, look at the late Kevin Hogarth for a start, Steve. There is a big legacy and pedigree in boxing in this town.
Well, exactly. So, and when I say Mildura, we're talking Owen and Robin Baylor in that whole surrounding, but that was a lot of clubs. So, there wasn't, back in those days, you probably had basketball and football and all of a lot of sports. So, people look for another way of doing another sport. And getting onto the Hogarth, that's our tournament now. Is going to, because of the history of the Hogarth family in Mildura.
Yep.
It is being named the Hogarth Cup. So the fighter of the night will take home the Hogarth Cup. We got permission from the family and spoken to the family to make sure they're going to be happy with that. It's a way of celebrating to what they've done in boxing and in sport in Mildura.
Mate, not only in boxing, you're dead right, in sport in Mildura, but that would be a great thing, Steve, if it could become an annual event, actually.
That's our plan. This is the inaugural, so our plan will be able to carry that forward every year. We bring out-of-towners in, there were four brothers, they all fought.
Yep.
And they all did very well in the sport. So, and then Kevin, I know that Harry Garside wanted to try and make contact with Kevin after he won the bronze medal just recently.
Yeah. No, they're an amazing sporting family, the Hogarth family in St. Rager. Mate, I couldn't think of a better person or a better family to name that cup after. So you go into what? You taper off now and you're training heading into May, or you're in a solid block at the moment with you?
We're in a real solid block now. Tomorrow, the boys will hit the track, which is where I put them through a hard leg session of explosive running. So they'll do that. Saturday there will be a hard sparring with a couple of guys coming in from out of town to do some sparring, so there will be some hard sparring. So no, we don't taper off. The last week, the weekend before they fight, they taper off.
Yep.
But an amateur boxer is no different to a football or anyone that's playing weekend sport. You've got to be fit every day of the week. Where professional fighting, they can have a bit of time off a few months, then they keep a base fitness. Then they go into what you call about a six-week block where they just push themselves hard for that 6 weeks. An amateur fighter has got to be ready to go any weekend.
Any weekend, just in case you get that break.
Well, you never know. That's the hard thing about our sport. Like, I might, Justin, for instance, I might say, mate, sorry, but you missed out. There's no matchup there for you. Then I'll get a call Thursday night saying, hey, we found a matchup for Jackson. So then you've got to be ready to go. And that's the hard thing. When you do other sports, team sports, you're playing. This sport, you could train 3 or 4 months and be waiting there for the right matchup or to get a fight. We've got a couple of talented boys in our gym right now.
Yep.
Their age, their size, they haven't been able to get matched up. But as I tell them, the longer they wait, the better, because they're going to be more prepared.
Exactly right. They'll be, the longer they wait, the better. Yeah, exactly right, Steve. The fitter they'll be. And more experience, even though it is a training. But, mate, it sounds like the lads' boxing gym is in pretty good nick at the moment.
Very good. It's the best I've seen it. The dedication of the kids there, it gives me a chance to pick who goes in.
Yep.
Because it's so strong. So, therefore, we can just make them wait off a bit. If they're not showing dedication and their heart's not in it, we're not going to just put them in. They've got to be ready.
Yeah. No, well, it's a tough game. Once you step through the ropes, you're on your own in a lot of regards, Steve, so you got to be ready. I'm almost out of time, mate. It's been great to catch up with you again. We'll make contact after you've been to Adelaide in early May, and we'll see how the young guys shape up.
We'll keep you posted, Dano. I really appreciate it, mate. I really appreciate you helping us promote the sport.
No, it's hopeless for me, Steve. I've always been a fan of boxing, and I'll come down and have a look when you're in town in July. It's on the bucket list, mate. I've never actually been to a proper boxing tournament. I'd love to see one. I reckon I will enjoy it. I've never been to one. It's on the bucket list. If there's going to be one at the Olympic Leisure Centre, you can count me in.
Absolutely, mate. Appreciate it.
Mate, you take care. You have a great Easter. And, mate, make sure you all stay injury-free before you hit Adelaide on the 13th, 14th and 15th of May, Steve.
Absolutely.
Take care, mate. Have a great Easter.
Have a great weekend. It's looking, looks like it's going to be a packed Mildura for this one.
Make sure you get some time off.
Absolutely, mate. Thank you.
See you, Steve.
Bye-bye.